بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. As Dami Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, that throughout the world we observe so many hardships and misfortune coming upon the Muslims. Despite these conditions, the causes and the remedy have not occurred to anyone. Those who try to devise some remedy for this state of problems, they are confronted with utter failure and problems and difficulties because they have failed to diagnose the sickness. If you have a wrong diagnosis, it will result in a flawed prescription, in a wrong prescription. So instead of the disease being cured, it becomes worse and worse. So, as it says, that one of the main causes for the problem facing the Ummah is the commission of sins. Evil deeds come around because of one of two things. One is people do not possess correct knowledge, they do not know what is right, what is wrong. And the second thing is, they do not practice according to one's knowledge. So the solution for the first cause of not possessing correct knowledge is for people to learn to get the knowledge of all the gunas and sins, which inshallah we will be discussing in the next few days. And the second cause will be removed by staying in the company of the Ahlullah. When a person stays in their company, then whatever knowledge a person has got, it becomes easy for a person to practice upon that knowledge and to stay away from sins. The sohbat and company of the pious and righteous will create courage in a person and assist a person to stay away from sins. Ulama have mentioned that there are different harms when a person commits sins. In this world also, a person's life is destroyed. Few harms. Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a person is deprived of sustenance due to a sin which he perpetrates. Sometimes we do wrong and sins. Because of this, there is a lack of blessings in wealth. Another harm is that love is removed from a person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two people love one another for Allah's pleasure, and then they separate, they have problems, dislike. It is because of a sin committed by one of them. Many times in marriage you find problems, and one of the main causes is because having gunah sins, television in our homes, and many other sins, person is having an affair with somebody, and then because of this, love is removed from a person's heart. Third harm is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person forms his sins, a black dot forms on his heart. If he asks Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, the black mark is removed and the heart is purified. But if he increases in sin, the black mark increases. And Allah ta'ala refers to this corrosion of the heart in the Quran Sharif. And then when this happens, a person has no desire for doing good actions, but he falls more into sin and he destroys himself. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the harm of sinning is that beware of sin, because sin invites and makes the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. So difficulties come because when a person commits sins. There is no enjoyment in ibadat when a person he commits sins. Yahya bin Mu'az Raji rahmatullahi said, the body becomes ill by disease while the heart becomes ill by sins. Just as the body doesn't take pleasure in sumptuous meals when a person is ill, so too does the heart not find sweetness in worship when it is affected by sins. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq and ability to abstain from all kinds of sins. It will destroy our life of the dunya also, and the life of the year after, the life of the qabr. Let Allah protect and save every one of us. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdi.